The wise men crossed the desert just by following a star. Today they'd need a GPS to tell them where they are. It might be kind of hard to pick that star out in the north when the spots from Ernie's auto mart keep sweeping back and forth. The wise men joined the others who were gathered round his bed, and the baby lit the whole place with the light around his head. Today we light our stadiums just like the Savior's birth, as 20,000 Jesus heads light up the AstroTurf. The Maccabees fought long and hard to take the Temple Mount. They fought back Greco-Syrians to numerous to count. The lights they had were short of fuel, but burned 8 days and nights. And so the world got Hanukkah, the festival of lights. When the Jews ran out of oil, it took a miracle to fix. They couldn't drill new holes or mess in Arab politics. Somehow it's not so easy now to make a barrel last. 8 days is just how long I take to burn a tank of gas. Time was, the winter solstice was the darkest of the year. But now my giant plasma screen makes solstice disappear. Would solstice be so powerful to pagans in their day if dancing with the druids helped to pass the nights away? The peasants burn the Yule log trying to beat the cold and snow. Today our fires of gas give us that Martha Stewart glow. We need not gather around the fire to beat back winter's chill. Just a blue flame in my furnace and a pen to sign the bill. Do we take our light for granted? You know, I suppose we might. When every bulb is blazing, bringing daytime to the night. But if you're feeling guilty when you take a look around, just think how good you'll feel when all the Christmas lights come down. So if voices from the past have got you needing an excuse, you know, they'd all have done it too if they had only had the juice. So watch the pretty lights and know you wouldn't change a thing. Just have another eggnog and plug in another string.
What you just heard came from a live performance of the radio show In the Loop from Minnesota Public Radio. More information, and you can listen to the whole show at minnesotapublicradio.org/InTheLoop.